Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so happy that you're joining us for the next hour. We've got a wonderful show for you tonight, and as always, we're very happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, we do love taking your questions as well. We realize that some of you have actually had some of your own experiences connecting with someone in spirit. So if you have a question, that's fine as well. You can give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven. And that's Hugs with a Z, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she will be here joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates to share with you. First, our annual grief retreat is now scheduled for the weekend of July 25th through the 27th. And for that event, we're back at the wonderful Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. This is a weekend of extraordinary healing. I will be there along with an amazing team of facilitators. We've also added on one extra day just for parents who have lost children. All of the details for this event are up on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Just click on the link for Transforming Grief, Building a Bridge Between Worlds. So please don't miss out on this meaningful experience. We also have our Holiday of the Earth raffle coming up. It's coming up actually in less than a week. Our winners will be selected next Tuesday on April 22nd. So don't miss out on this. Get your tickets now because we've only got about 5 days left. And please be generous because our 2 yearly raffles help us fund our most basic programs. In this raffle, you can win a 1-hour phone reading with one of our certified mediums. The mediums taking part in this are Neil Zepkowski, Renee Buck, Renata Santarelli, Lee Ashley, and Bobby Allison. It's only $5 for a chance, so you don't want to miss out on this. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please visit us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio. All of the mediums who are guests on this show have all been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation, and information about all of our mediums who very generously volunteer their time to the foundation, they're all listed up on our website. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, and you can reach us here on the show. I'll give you the number one more time, 888-627-6008, and we definitely look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she is not only one of the certified psychic mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a clairvoyant, and she specializes in coffee readings. I love that. Catherine also teaches a monthly course called Conscious Living at Quest Bookshop in New York City, and she also participates in events for wounded veterans. She is the author of Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. And we're really delighted to have her on the show with us this evening, so let's get her on the air. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. I love the title of that book. That's awesome. And this book has a lot to do with symbolism. Is that correct?
Yes, the basis of the book actually is symbolism. For a very long time, that's how I realized I had, you know, abilities as a very young age.
Okay.
I started to see and basically hear things because I'm clairaudient as well. And I needed to really somehow put this together because things started to happen. And that was my way of learning symbols. It was like creating my own dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And then further on, later in my teens, I got involved with, you know, kind of having fun and reading coffee, Italian and Turkish coffee. And from there, I actually realized that the pitchers do form in the coffee grinds. And that's a unique ability. I mean, so many people can look in the cup and say, I don't see anything. But I've been able to actually capture some of the pictures on film and see that some of the images are completely clear. You know, an angel or a person's face, actually an initial, you know. So it's very interesting because some people actually need to see something for the meaning to actually, you know, kind of take form for them.
That is so interesting.
It's actually helped some people because some people are believers, but they're kind of sitting on some healthy skepticism. Mm-hmm. And it actually, like for some people, is very helpful because it puts the pieces together. You know, sometimes we actually get, and I believe this is why I do a lot of teaching, is because I believe everybody has a level of ability. And it's just sometimes harder when you're trying to figure things out for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why I think teaching is so helpful because it actually can help guide somebody or validate, you know, some information that someone is getting.
Right. You know, you bring up a great point with this because I've said something similar for a long time as well, in that anyone that connects with spirit, not just mediums, but, you know, a lot of people have the ability to sense their own loved ones around once in a while. It's really kind of important to connect with your own symbolism, you know, and it's different for each of us. So I think this could be helpful for so many different people that you have this book, you know, to just have them find ways to be able to connect, you know, with whatever their symbols are basically telling them. And it is unique for everyone. That's the fascinating part, you know. So that's very interesting. Yeah. I also wanted to ask you a little bit about your work with dreams, because so many people really struggle with dream interpretation. You know, again, it's going to be that symbolic stuff that comes through in dreams, and especially when people are grieving. And at the same time, as mediums, you and I know that it could be very healing to connect with our departed loved ones in the dream state. Tell us a little bit about your work in this area with dreams. What are you doing with that?
Well, over the years, I have received personal messages of loved ones, actually, of people, actually, who on the earthly plane that were becoming sick before everyone else kind of knew that they were becoming sick. And I was receiving this at a young age, and it was kind of hard for me to figure this out. But I think children in particular are very, very open to receiving information. But I also believe that as adults, we somewhat remain open. But also I believe that when people are working and living at a very high level of stress, sometimes I hear a lot of people say, I can't believe that I'm able to focus with what's going on in my family. Or in the middle of a tragic or a crisis, I can't believe I'm able to drive my car or to get to the hospital or to even go to my job and then run to the hospital at night. And it's interesting because I believe that the brain actually puts us in a level high enough so that we're able to do our ability to function, our activities of daily living. But also, it makes us almost that much more sharp to be very much keen to what's happening around us. And I also have worked for many years in nursing, and my early career in nursing, I worked in oncology. And there were so many stories from family members and from patients, you know, oh, my husband was here, it was 3 a.m, had its security, let him in. And, you know, it was, I was like very aware of these stories and hearing this, you know, even in an evening report, getting reports from the nurses and hearing, you know, oh, you know, the family member's expected to come tomorrow, and the person actually, you know, hangs on until the family flies in. Or there's so many things, especially in the process of dying, not just in, you know, the after effect, the grief, that we can see connections and that we can see that in dreams, actually, even before a loved one passes, is that you might have a very lucid dream, is what I call them, is that you actually feel that the person it happened, that there was a presence there, and that's what we call a visitation.
Yeah.
And, you know, for some people, it's frustrating because it's hard to remember those, and then for other people, it was so vivid, they actually felt somebody get off the edge of the bed or touch their hair or kind of caress their face, and that actually is like a tremendous gift. You know, and I always, when I work with people, I always try to alleviate their fear, because for some people they get, you know, a little fearful of that because they have been chosen, or that it didn't happen to someone else. They're afraid to tell a family member that they had that visit because they don't want to upset, you know, someone else perhaps that didn't get the visit.
Fascinating, very fascinating subject. I mean, there's so much to that with dreams and interpretation and just, you know, the perceptions that people have. We're going to continue this in just a minute. We've got to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak a little bit more with Catherine, and we'll also be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Catherine Nadal. And if you joined us a little bit late tonight, I just want to mention one more time that she's the author of Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. So be sure to check out her book. As I understand it, our phone lines are pretty lit up here. So before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air and you would like to have a connection with Spirit, because we do like to hear your voice, just tell us your first name and that you'd like to have a connection, unless, of course, you have a question for us. We're happy to take your questions as well. Catherine is with us. You there, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay, so you ready? Let's get to our first caller. We have Maria on the phone from New York. Maria, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to
Thank
the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Thank
Did you want a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for Catherine?
Yes, I have a brief question. I did want to connect and also
sure.
know which way I can best connect myself as well, if that can be discerned.
Sure. Do you want to speak to that, Catherine?
Okay. The biggest thing right now that I'm dealing with you, Maria, is that you really need to do a lot more meditation. I feel that there's times that are very stagnant, but also at the same time, I feel like there's like a lot of jumping energy with you. And one of the biggest things I think that would work really well with you is if you just do some more meditation, and meditation like solo meditation, like by yourself. And I think that you're going to be receiving a lot more vivid images, waking and also sleeping, because I do feel like you're already very open. I think you're more tuned in than you think you are. But I do feel like a very there's a woman presence around you. And if you could just say yes, if this makes sense to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. We just need to hear yes or that kind of a thing.
Yes.
It's interesting, though, because
yes, absolutely.
I feel as... Okay. I feel that I'm actually being drawn to one side of the family more than the other, and I'm feeling a very strong... There's, like, a lot of strong people on one side of the family, but this is very strong energy with women. And there's also... This feels actually like this could be your mom's mom. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It does.
She's talking very clearly to me that there's like a lot of leadership in you, okay? And this is part of the message here is because there's a sense that you're a very big caregiver, and that you're actually like making strides in not just other people's lives, but in the future you'll be making strides with yourself, okay? Because what she's talking about is the pride, and that the heritage of the family is really very true, and you have taken that with you. And she's very proud of you. She's talking about education. She's talking about how you have, in a way, kind of she's showing me almost fashion. So I don't know if this is like a thing that you're following in fashion, but she's talking about you, and she's talking about how you almost, in a way, have changed your whole self, a new creation she's talking about. And she's showing me literally like fashion racks, okay? And that, to me, means that you've actually changed or recreated yourself. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It does.
It's interesting, though, because she's also giving me the sense that you're worrying about people in the family, and she's giving me a reassurance to tell you not to worry, okay? Everyone's on the right track. I actually feel that she's telling me that you remember her. She's talking about when you were 5 or 6, and she's talking about difficulties in the family at that time. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, because she's saying, like, if this feels like back then, you wouldn't have... The feeling she's giving me is that you were too young to know what was really happening, so maybe what's going on right now might be similar to back then, but she's not going into depth with this. But she's saying not to worry. Things are on the right track, or people are on the right track. She's giving me the sense of not to worry, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
There's a very big loving feeling with her, so I don't know if she's the one that's known for the hugs, but she's talking about the big hugs.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's all right, really good. On target. And my energy is all over the place, and I do need to meditate alone. That was absolutely accurate. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and supporting the Clever Family Foundation.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. We're going to go to our next caller. We've got a lot of people holding on. We're going to take a call now from Donna. I believe she's in North Carolina. Donna, are you with us?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or were you looking for a connection to spirit?
I was hoping to be connected somehow with spirit.
Okay. All right. I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Okay. Hello. I just need you to say yes, if this makes sense. Hi. You know, it's very interesting because I feel like I'm going in two different directions, okay? When I feel that, I feel like there's two spirits that are past, okay? You most likely have more than that, but I just feel that I want to address two, okay? I do feel like there is a younger feeling around me, okay? And I'm getting the feeling of someone who is 30 or less, and less would be 30 to 15 for me. So this would be someone that is from 15 to 30. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting, though, because I'm getting a feeling that there's a shyness, a quietness about this, but it's almost like I'm getting the image of like a peekaboo. You know, like it's a very playful, funny kind of a feeling, not wanting to have anything but peeking in and peeking out kind of a feeling, okay? This is also talking about that this is somehow connected through school. So I don't know the person was very connected to school or you guys went to school together, but they're talking about school and a lot of books. Does this make sense to you, okay?
Okay.
It's interesting, though, because I get the feeling that this passing is either abrupt or sudden, but I get the feeling that it's just, like, very quick. Do you understand this?
Yes, ma'am. Very quick it was.
Okay. Because it's almost as if, like, we don't want to discuss this. We don't want to actually talk about this. It's just saying the peeking in and peeking out. The real message for this, actually, that I'm getting from this is actually saying, like, the family. There's a connection to the family with this person, and it's saying, like, you've been checking on them or you have not left checking on them. And there's a thank you, like the peekaboo kind of in and out is actually like a direct thank you to you. Do you understand this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's interesting, though, because I almost want to cross water or I want to cross a river or water. I don't know if there's a bridge involved or where this person was living. There's a very big connection to water, and it's not like the beach, okay? It's not like, I only know very little parts of North Carolina, but I am seeing more of water, like a river, kind of a river more than an ocean. So I don't know what that reference is, but that's what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you?
That part throws me off a little bit.
Okay,
but
so I don't know if this
right in line
river. Okay, just write it down because I keep seeing the same thing. I'm seeing river and I'm seeing this water. So I don't know if that's the connection to this person or that's the connection with what's going on with the family right now. But they're talking about writing and they're talking about their handwriting. So when they do that, for me in particular, it's showing that there's either stuff left around that they had written on or that you have their penmanship somewhere. But there's a very big pride to what's been written, okay? They're also telling me that you should be writing stuff or you should be documenting, either writing short story or writing something, because there's something that they feel that you need to reproduce in some way. Very proud of you. Always saying that you were more outspoken than them, because they're talking like putting the finger up in front of the mouth that they were shy. Even though they were funny, they were holding back and they had a shyness to this. Do you understand that?
Yes, I believe you're talking about my son.
Your son, okay.
Sounds just like
it's
him.
Inter-
Yes, ma'am.
It's interesting, though, because very quickly I get two initials, and then I get the initials split. So I don't. When I see that, when the initials actually separate like that, either they're talking about two different people, or it's actually first and last name. But I see a B, and then I see a C. That's what I'm being shown. So I don't know if that's the first name of someone they knew, and another, you know, kid's name with that name, but just B and C, just like that, very separate, split in the middle. So I don't know if you can just write it all down, because I know a lot of times when we do readings, the information's coming fast, so just jot it down. There's a very big feeling about hair and their hair. So I don't know if there was a big deal about cutting the hair or not wanting to cut the hair, but very often the hair comes to me, and he's bringing the hair to me and showing me very dark hair. So there's an issue with the hair. So I don't know about cutting the hair or keeping hair, but there's an issue with the hair. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. He used to cut his own hair, and now his younger brother cuts his own hair.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a very big loving feeling, and just remember the messages like peeking in and peeking out, like very like thankful that you're checking on other people in the family, and that's really the biggest message that I get so far. The other energy that I felt very quickly was an older woman, and it feels like it might have been on, not in your immediate family, it might have been like an in-law family, like a grandma on maybe your significant other side. But it was just very briefly. I think she stepped back because this other energy came in so strong. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
I hope this reading was very helpful for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling into the show. Okay. We're going to go to one more caller. Let's get our next caller on the line. We've got Linda in Florida. Linda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. Did you want a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for Catherine?
A connection.
Connection. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to her.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi. What I'd like to do with you right now for a second is I'm being drawn very much to a woman that's in spirit. I actually feel like there's two women in spirit, but I almost feel as if one of them is signaling her head, okay? So I don't know if there was concerns with her head, but she's talking about something that could possibly be either a headache or something that would have affected the head. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting, though. I also feel like at the same time, the other woman actually it feels very different. Okay. It's almost as if they're feeling like they're sisters to me, but they may not be. Okay, because they're talking about being very close. So this is either a mother-daughter connection or this is two sisters. Okay, but the one that actually is talking about what I would call a neurological issue, that would either be a stroke or a headache or a hemorrhage or something like that, is the one that I feel is coming through stronger. Do you understand this?
No.
The headache?
No.
So neither one, I don't know. In the beginning, I actually feel that one of them is talking about headaches or having a concern for headaches. So if this is not them, would they be talking about you having something wrong with, like, headaches?
Well, I had three strokes.
So you were the one that had the strokes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then that's what they're referencing. It's very interesting to me because I'm actually getting that there's a... This must be... Is this your mother?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's talking... She's actually showing... And I don't know why, and I never question. She's actually showing me Elizabeth Seton, a picture of Elizabeth Seton. I don't know if that means something to you, if it's the actual name Elizabeth. Does this make sense to you?
No.
Okay. I just always, I learned in this work that I just repeat what I see. It's interesting, though, because I do feel like there's a reference to your health right now, and I feel like there's a sense of things have been clearing up. This is the sense that she's giving me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel that the spirit woman that's next to her is her sister for some reason. Now, I may have that wrong, but that's what it feels like to me.
That's right.
Okay. And it's very interesting because I don't know if you knew her sister as well as you knew your own mom, but she's telling me that the personalities are similar but different. And then it feels as if she's almost like cracking a smile with that, okay? So either everyone knew their personalities to be similar but very different, or she's like downplaying that a little bit. But she's very cute. Your mom is very sweet. And there's also a sense of her talking about people in the family. It's, in a way, it seems like she's talking about people in the family, other people that have had things that have affected their heart or this cardiovascular things in the family. Does that make sense?
My father, yes.
Okay. And it's also interesting because she's telling me that you told me that we can go back. You said that you had had three strokes, but I want to go back. She's saying she wants to go back like 6 years ago with you. So I don't know if this happened 6 years ago, but I'm getting the feeling that we need to look back about 6 years ago to what was happening with all of this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if she's symbolically, she's showing me, like very organized, okay? And I don't know if this is like her symbol of saying like the message is like, you know, stay organized or that she was also very organized, but she's saying like things are really smoothing out and that she's saying that you have always been connected and you always have this belief, and she's saying like she's aware of that and that she also has this belief and she's actually very proud of you. You've done so well and you've also helped so many other people, and that's really the message. She's giving me the impression that she doesn't feel that you realize what a big impact you have on others. She's really beautiful. She's smiling.
Yes, that's my mother.
very sweet. Thank you so much for calling in and supporting the Forever Family Foundation.
Thank you,
Linda.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Well, wow, we've got some nice callers here tonight, and I want to talk a little bit more with you if I can. If we have a couple of extra minutes at the end of the show, Catherine, I want to ask you a little bit more about your coffee readings. Right now, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, our listeners might want to check out your website. So if you'd like to see Catherine Nadel's website, please go to dreamcentralstation.com. And you can check out some of the work that she does. It'll give you a little bit of background information about what she's into as well. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, my name is Lauren Halpern, and I'm a Reiki master. I enjoy bringing peace and inspiration to people. I conduct healing circles with inspiration, meditation, and Reiki at different community developments, religious institutions, and many other locations. People react so wonderfully to my events. For more information, please contact me, Reiki Touch by Lauren, at 954-464-0087. That's 954-464-0087, or email me at laurenhalpern@gmail.com. laurenhalpern@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Catherine Nadel. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us even a single penny? Well, here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. And there's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop at Amazon? That's not a problem. There's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are all places that you're already shopping in. How many of these do you recognize? We've got places like Bloomingdale's and Red Envelope, drugstore.com, TurboTax, Old Navy, Petco, lots and lots of stores. And one last thing, you will need a credit card to shop online. So if you don't already have one, or if you need another one, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will make a donation to us for each card that's taken out. And every time the card is used, a portion of that charge is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our show. Catherine Nadal is here with us, and we've got time for a couple of more calls. So let's get to our next caller. Elaine in California is on the line. Elaine, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks for calling into the show. Did you want a connection with Spirit?
Yes, I'm hoping to get a connection with someone just recently passed.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Thank you.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, how are you? Good?
Good.
Okay, good. It's actually interesting because the way I work, I can't put a request in, but I actually talk about what's happening right now, okay? There's a sense of moving forward, okay? And there's a sense of a man in spirit, and there's a sense and a conversation about moving forward, okay? And it's interesting because the feeling that I'm getting is not an older man, okay? This is not someone who would be considered elderly, but this is also not someone that would be considered a young adult. Do you understand? This is somebody that would be like a contemporary to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. This feeling to me feels, I don't know, but I feel like mid-age. Mid-age for people could be anywhere from 35 to 55. I don't like to put an actual number on someone's age. They're giving me that feeling. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, my son.
Okay. Okay. This to me is important because the message is coming through very, very clearly, okay? And the message is clear for me to relate to you about moving forward, okay? And it's not actually being referenced to grief, okay? This is talking about work that you were working on before the passing, okay? You are moving forward in your life. You are moving forward with certain things in your life, okay? And that's the reference. It's not moving forward in the grief process, okay? And the spirit is giving me that very, very clearly, okay? Not that the person doesn't want to reference your grief, but they're being very clear about working on the stuff that you were working on, okay? You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, and it's interesting, though, because I'm seeing I have a lot of connections to California, but I'm not completely connected to California, and I'm seeing a lot of pine trees, almost as if I'm in the forest, okay? And this is actually a reference that I'm being shown, okay? And it's actually symbolic, okay? So it's saying, like, don't be lost within the trees. Stay focused. There's also a feeling of going back to the books or hitting the books. So I don't know if you wanted to return to school or there was new learning that you put back on the shelf, but this is a very clear message, okay? There's not a reference or a conversation about illness or passing or any detail like this. The focus from the spirit is directly to you and what's going on with your life. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It's very interesting, though, because sometimes when they do this, it's not saying that those factual information is not important, but for them, this spirit message is very important to you because there's a sense of not wanting you to lose track and not having you lose your track on stuff, okay? And there's a sense about things that are being given away and they're your own items. So they're not referencing their life. They're not referencing their belongings. They're referencing what you are sorting through of your own. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's very interesting because I don't know if this is your only child or this is your oldest child, but I'm seeing a very big symbolic number one. Okay? And this is very interesting, though, because this spirit is coming across almost as if they could be a public speaker, because I'm getting a very big voice from this person. And not that they told you what to do when they were here, but they're almost now taking on a very big presence now and reminding you that you need to hang on and to put yourself in the highest importance. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Also showing me references to camping, not wanting me to leave this woods for some reason. So I don't know if you went camping or if camping was very important, but camping is coming up along with this tree reference.
I live among the redwood trees, and my son and I went camping when he was a boy.
Okay. And this is like, this is so much with the leadership feeling that he's giving me. And it's interesting, though, because I almost feel as if there's also a reference to Oregon. I've never been there. I don't know. But I just feel like there's some talk or some conversation connecting to Oregon, and I don't know why. I just repeat what I hear.
Well, I hope this helps a little bit. You have a connection there, Elaine?
Yeah, I have a friend who lives in Oregon.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. I hope this reading helped you a little bit. These are just mini readings. I know you'd love to have more, but we've got a couple of more callers holding on, so we're going to try to get to a couple of more. Elaine, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Elaine.
Okay, let's get somebody else on the line really quick. Marion, we have Marion in New York. Are you with us, Marion?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Would you like a connection to spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been getting a couple of. I just wanted to say I've been getting a couple of messages every once in a while, and I have over the years, but today especially. But I was just wondering if that's. I'd like a connection just to see if there's something someone wants to tell me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so it's actually interesting because when you say you're getting connections, I think that you are really getting connections, and I also think that you're getting signs. And there's a very big reason why I'm coming across with this in the beginning, because I feel like there's a woman that's in spirit, and she's telling me about the radio and being in the car. And there must be particular songs that you have picked out for people, but she's talking about you being in the car and you hearing the songs in the car. And that's coming across straight away, okay? And it's interesting, though, because she's saying that she's not alone on the other side, that there's quite a lot of them. She's very, very funny with her personality. She feels like mom to me, but I always say that, like, I could be wrong because I personally had, like, 5 mothers, you know, but it is a very big mom energy, okay? And it's very, very interesting, though, because she's very funny, and she's saying that she wants you to laugh more, okay? She's showing me, like, wiping away the tears, and she's telling me to tell you not to be sad, that things are okay. And then she's also saying, like, you have to get back to being funny, or you have to take on her funny, because she's saying that you talk in the car. And you're not just talking to her, you're talking to... She's showing me, like, 4 or 5. So I don't know if you're talking to 4 or 5 spirits or that you're identifying with 4 or 5 family members. But she's saying that, you're not alone, okay? And that it's and that your information is quite clear. She's also referencing a man that's on the other side. She's showing me a J initial. So I don't know if this is a Joe or a John, but she's giving me a very big feeling that it's a man. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. It's very interesting, though, because she's also dividing. I know we're short on time here. I'm trying to talk fast, but she's showing me the 2 sides of the family, and then she's kind of putting her hand back and forth, meaning that one side of the family is really not like the other, and I don't know if there was friction or tension or they just were completely 2 different cultures, but she's wavering her fingers like that.
Yeah.
Wow, she's really very great. So thank you so much for supporting the Forever Family Foundation.
Mary, thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You are going here like crazy. Let's get to our next caller. Okay, I think we have Rita on the phone from New York. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Rita. Thanks for calling in. Would you like a connection to spirit?
Hi. Yes, I would.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Rita.
Okay, thank you.
The feeling that I'm getting is kind of quite clear, but I'm also getting pushed out of state with this. I don't know what the reference is to the family connected in New Jersey, but I'm getting a very big feeling about New Jersey, and I'm also getting a feeling that this information is coming from the woman in spirit. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Because this feels to me like this is a family spirit. This feels to me that this is a woman that would be older than you. So this would either be a aunt, a woman on your... This feels on mom's side for some reason. And I feel like she's talking about the family that's in Jersey or that there was a family that moved to New Jersey. I don't know if she's referencing something that's currently happening. Sometimes we get this. It's just very interesting. She is talking about also someone else in the family, and she's giving me the feeling that you have a sister. Do you understand this?
She has a sister. Yes, I understand where the sister comes in.
Okay. She's giving me the feeling that you had a sister.
But I know who you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Good. No. Okay. And it's interesting, though, because the way she is very precise. She would not want to be misquoted. Okay. And it's funny because she's saying, like, you're very similar that way, and that there's a very big moral value, family tradition kind of a thing going on here. And she's very proud of you for doing that. Okay. There's, like, a big feeling in the family about right and wrong. And she's telling me that you have continued this tradition, this value system, and it's been difficult for you, and that she can acknowledge that, okay, and that things have not been forgotten, okay, and she's telling me to give you the feeling that you know what I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's funny, though, because she's giving me a very big feeling of privacy, okay, when they do this, it's saying, like, if she was with us right now in you know, there's no airing of information, okay, you know? So this is, like, not going public with information, like someone who is very close to keeping privacy of family and people and stuff like that. She's telling me that you've been a very big help to a lot of people, and she's very proud. And she's also giving me the feeling that there's a sense of, like, swallowing your words or holding your tongue and that kind of a thing, and she's saying, like, it's all okay. Okay? You understand this?
Okay. Yep, I understood.
Okay. Yeah, because it's almost as if she needed to say this or you needed to hear it. Either way, there's a very big pride with this. So you're on the right track, and she knows it's been tough. Okay?
Okay. That's good. I got it.
Very
it's
good.
My mother.
she's tough, but she's sweet, too, and she knows that you have a big heart. So that's what's important here, okay? Thank you so much for calling in and supporting the Forever Family. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita.
Bye-bye.
We're happy to take your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I don't think we're going to have time to get to any other callers. We've just got about 2 minutes left here. But I would like to thank our guest, Catherine Nadel, for joining us this evening. We have to get you back on the show, though, because I want to hear more about your coffee readings. I think it's so fascinating, and I think a lot of people, you know, I'm Italian also. I have two Irish names, but I'm Italian on both sides of my family, and I know people used to do that in my family as well. You know, they would read the coffee grounds and the tea leaves and stuff, and, you know, kind of an old-fashioned thing, and it's just so fascinating. It's not typical of readers today, you know, who commonly do psychic type readings. So we have to get you back so you can talk to us a little bit more about that. And Catherine, if any of our listeners would like more information just about your work, or if they would like to schedule a session, is the best way to reach you through your website? Is this the best, easiest for most people?
Yes, my website and my email is on my website. As you know, I'm still in the military, so I do a lot of traveling. But in between my Army trips and my nursing work, I do fit in the work. Okay. So the best thing is to send me an email and ask for my availability, and then we can set up a session.
Awesome. Okay, so be sure to visit Catherine on the web at dreamcentralstation.com. And, of course, we'd like to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We always invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for the Signs of Life newsletter. You'll also be able to check out all of the wonderful events that we host. We have our annual November conference. We have fundraiser dinners, raffles. There's so much information there. And, of course, I hope you will join us for a grief retreat the weekend of July 25th through 27th. And please tune in next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Signs of Life Radio. I'll be here again next week with you. I'll be here with your host, Bob Ginsberg, and we'll be discussing some very interesting topics. As a matter of fact, some of those topics might be considered very controversial, so we hope you'll join us. It'll be a fun show. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.